A dumb teenager applies to live in a dumb house.
Welcome to the Walt Vault with
Michelle,
Andre,
Louise,
and me, Emily. We're a family-friendly podcast where we pick a new Disney movie each week. We watch it, share our thoughts, and then relate it to pop culture, fandoms, and anything else that pops into our heads. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to the Walt Vault, episode 83. Is your mic on?
We're getting there.
Now it is.
Guys, Emily's here.
I'm here.
So we're starting off with our Disney Channel original movie series, the DCOMs. And we decided to start with one that we think everybody kind of likes or everybody is kind of nostalgic about.
Or at least remembered the name of.
Yeah, at least remembered the name of Smart House.
Yes. We are watching 1999's Smart House. The movie about a house that
is smart,
tries to be a mom, and fails miserably.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's iRobot for kids.
Yeah, it's iRobot. It's like, what's that other movie? The space one with HAL 3000.
I don't know.
That sounds really familiar. Robot.
I don't know, but I did say that this.
Halle Berry.
I think this might have been like my first movie.
X-Men. Storm.
With AI. X-Men.
This is your first experience with AI?
Probably.
With artificial intelligence?
Probably. So when we do our first impressions, for these DCOMs, I want us to do our first
impression. We have to do like an original.
That we remember as a kid.
Yeah.
And our first impression upon this viewing. So Andre, you want to start off with that?
Okay. Your original Disney Channel original movie.
My original
review.
First
impression.
Original view, original impression. I remember freaking loving this movie when it came out. Because I love technology, and this movie had a lot of cool technology that I wanted to have in my own house, and I envied the house. Even after the house started turning evil and stuff, I was like, I still want this house.
Andre's like, I'd still live there.
I still wanted to make me that smoothie.
This is worth the risks.
I will get pummeled by oranges.
Absolutely.
For this.
If I can have my entire wall be my TV, then yeah, let's go ahead. Be a tornado inside the house. I don't care.
Because you're going to clean it up anyways.
Exactly.
All right, first impression upon this viewing.
And upon this viewing, I still really like the movie for almost those same exact reasons.
Nothing
goodness.
Has changed.
You want to know why? Because Andre doesn't like to clean.
Floor could suck up anything that I throw onto it. Oh.
The best part is it doesn't even just suck up liquid, because I can get sucking up liquid, but
it sucks up
everything. Straight up garbage.
It's got cups and napkins and plates and stuff. It's just
and
biodegradable or not.
Yeah.
As Andre's wife, I will tell you that will come in handy for him. Mm-hmm.
It will also come in handy for Michelle.
Candy
wrappers everywhere.
That's not
Miss
true.
Clothes all over the house.
That's not true.
You should see the look she's giving him right now, though.
The clothes all over the house, I can justify. The candy wrappers, okay, the other day. You knocked over the popcorn kernels on the floor, and they stayed there for like a week.
It was only like 4 days.
Oh.
And then I vacuumed them up.
But here's the deal. You let them stay on, so you're just as
he
bad.
He didn't tell me they fell over. We were cleaning the house, and I was like, what's all this? And he was like, oh, I had a popcorn fiasco. Like, you didn't. Clean it up.
Luis, this is good. Luis isn't here quite yet. He's coming in, so I'll make fun of him while he's not here. He sends me a picture, okay, of coffee grounds that had gotten outside of the garbage can. And he's like, oh, this happened this morning. And so I sent him a little like, haha, thinking like this happened, you know, because I send like, I broke this bowl, my lifeboat, right? Mm-hmm. And then I went to go take out the garbage like 3 days later. And there are all the coffee grounds behind the coffee can. And I'm like, dude, did you leave
he
it there?
Didn't clean them up.
He's like, I sent you the picture so you could clean it.
Oh, my God.
Can you see my face
I
right now?
Basically, this entire episode,
so
we're just going to talk
it.
About how much of slobs hey. Our husbands are. Or we are, too, you know.
Respect Luis so much. I would never, ever in my life to send you a text of stuff that you got to clean up.
No, he would do it. Or just leave it there and admit that you left it there.
Yes, exactly.
Or for the example of the popcorn kernels, just not tell me that he did it.
Right.
And I find it 4 days later. I'm like, what's this? Yeah. And as soon as I said, what's this, he immediately went and got the vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, bless his heart.
Because we were cleaning.
But you could have gotten ants in those 4 days. You know what I mean?
suck them up with the vacuum.
You should have heard me because it was on the baseboard of the coffee grounds, and I was like, my God, if it stained the baseboard, you are getting. Yeah. Ooh. I won't say what. Yeah.
What he's getting no of something.
He's going to have no head because I'm going to smack it off.
Hilarious. All right. Well,
okay. So, yeah, more first impressions of Smart House.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, God. Yeah. We'll get more into this, but we're going to go on a cleaning rant as well. Emily, first impression as a kid. Do you remember it?
I do. I remember the movie as a whole pretty well. Like, I knew, like, where the story was going, but there were some parts that I definitely forgot. And then when we rewatched them, I was like, oh, my God, stop it.
90s movies are ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I remember the house that it was a contest. I remember the dancing scene, right, with the kids when they have the party.
The house is jumping.
It is jumping. And then I remember, you know, Pat going a little cray-cray. And I really liked it as a kid. As an adult, I have so many questions just about the way all of this works. I want to know because I need it.
Yeah. There is definitely some technological issues with.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny because in other ways, we have met the technological advancements that are in this movie
what
in
did
some
I
ways.
Say? I was like, Pat's just like Alexa.
For sure.
Like hey, what's the weather today? Hey, wake me up. I just don't have a fancy.
Hey, read
you
me
know,
my contacts. From my phone book.
Yeah, so we do have automated lives like Pat, but it's not to the extreme of getting a 30-second smoothie because I would be taking full advantage of that every day. I'd have 30 smoothies a day if I could. Well, actually, maybe not with
fat.
All those orange everywhere.
I would get real fat because I'd just be like, hey, make me a steak. Hey,
make me a steak.
Oh, my God. If you make all of my food forever,
I don't have to cook.
That's where my questions
Michelle doesn't
come
have
in.
To cook.
That's where my questions come in, y'all. But anyway,
okay,
what about yours,
okay,
Michelle?
I make good stews. My first impression as a kid.
She made one stew.
It was weird because
it's good enough.
I remember like every time. Don't you remember Disney Channel original movies used to come on at 8/7 Central, and they would do like the little doot 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 with the Mickey and the string. So
they used to have one every month. Is that right? Do I remember that?
It
correctly?
Feels like that.
I
think
feel
so.
Like at one point, yeah. So anyways, I remember if they said that this movie was coming on at 8/7 Central on Friday night, I was like, Mom, I'm staying up and watching it. But the 8/7 Central movie ended at 10 o'clock, you know, because of the commercials and all that jazz. But I didn't care because I was watching it even though I had seen it 10,000 times. So I
did your mom care? That's the question.
I don't know. She probably did. But I've seen this movie a lot.
Michelle was sneaking it.
I was like quoting the movie as we were watching. I'm like, yeah, I remember this. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember this. I remember this too. So I really like this movie as a kid, but I'm with Emily on this one. I watched it an adult and was like, huh? Like, I was obsessed with this. Okay. I don't know if it held up as good for me. Like, it's very corny. I bet if I introduced it to like a kid right now, I don't know if they would like it, you know, because it's kind of corny and.
Well, not even the corniness, but more like it doesn't hold up technologically.
Yeah, yeah, like all those concepts, you know. Mm-hmm. But is it still like a really good movie and I watch it for the nostalgia factor? Absolutely.
Dude,
I still enjoyed it.
I want a Doc Ock arm coming out of the front of my house to swat away newspaper boys and stuff.
Get out of here. I don't want your printed news.
Yeah, get out of here. Get off my lawn.
Oh, my gosh. That Andre's already
all of a sudden,
man.
You are
hey,
old man.
Hey, speaking
negative.
Of get off my lawn, you better get off that lady's driveway, okay?
Oh, Andre told me about that.
I got
did
in
he?
Trouble.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
I got in trouble at my home complex because I walked through a lady's driveway. Her driveway is on the corner. The corner of her driveway is a stop sign. So I was just cut inside of the stop sign rather than outside.
I do
of
it too. Everybody does it.
Everybody does it. It's
oh,
on,
I did it when
corner.
I was walking to your house and
yeah,
while
absolutely.
Andre was helping me get my stuff back out to the car.
She like
he
put
told
this
me.
Spray paint line. Around where her property is,
yeah.
And like get on my property.
Do not cross, okay? You or your dog, you little ruffian.
Yeah, ruffian thugs.
You thug.
Anyways, moving on. So
you're cretin.
So as we came in to Emily's house today, where we usually record, Emily immediately was like, oh, Luis, because he left, like, the plastic off of the banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He probably did other couple things.
Didn't put a garbage bag in the garbage
didn't
can.
Didn't put the garbage bag in the garbage can. Like, things that I'm laughing at. And Andre's also kind of laughing at, which on the inside, I'm like, he shouldn't be laughing because he does the same thing. But to the point where I finally admitted to Andre that a couple days ago, I texted Emily and was like, do you have any tips on how to get my husband to clean the house? In which she responded, do you have any tips on getting my husband to clean the house? So it's good to know that we're not alone in this, and we need a smart house, apparently. For our
we all need one.
Me and Luis
Everybody
gonna,
needs a smart house.
Me and Luis, instead of cleaning, are going to design a house that can clean.
Oh, if you do that for us, that'd be great.
Yeah. We're gonna put.
We're not living together.
We're
all four of us.
Paper.
Yeah, you gotta make two houses.
Gigantic house. All of us can live in. Wall ball recordings around the clock.
Oh god.
It'd be hard. What if it sucked up all your baby toys like on the ground? Because it sucks up.
But like
yeah. stuff.
But if it's sucking stuff up, is it putting it into like different categories?
That's
so
what I need to know.
If it pulls a toy and a piece of trash into the ground, or a toy with like
laundry
gunk on
but
it.
But what is it doing?
Does it clean the toy and then put the
it should
the dirt in the dirt?
But how is it making that toy go through the ground? Is it like making it like a hologram and then it's like meow?
Well, if it can disperse the matter of the toy and then recombine the matter underneath the house,
that's literally what I'm thinking.
See,
it's doing.
Andre needs to go be an engineer now.
Andre.
Well, I don't know how to make that happen. You need an enormous amount of power.
You are squandering your opportunities with this podcast.
Every time they sucked up the trash, that whole neighborhood would have had a blackout.
Oh my
how
God.
Many backup generators you got? Only the one.
Everybody so in the neighborhood was like, stop making a mess. Cut it out.
I think my favorite part of the house is the way that it wakes them up. So, like, I set my alarm with Alexa. Like, hey, Alexa, you know, wake me up at 7 a.m.
You gotta set off everybody's Alexa.
Whatever. Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this in your house. Alexa's now going to wake you up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. But
Alexa, wake me up at 4:44 a.m.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
You're ridiculous.
Rise and shine, everybody.
You're terrible. But we do that. Andre and I use Alexa a lot for playing music, waking us up, what's the weather today, here's our grocery list. Like, we use it for things or just asking her, like, a Google question if I'm too lazy to Google it on my phone. You know what I mean?
Daily.
But she wakes me up with an alarm, but all it is like a ding, 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 or she can play a song. She can't play no symphony on a TV on the wall of Mickey Mouse getting down. Ooh. You know what I mean? But also,
talk about a good hidden Mickey all up in there.
Yeah, but cool. I also don't know if that would piss me off, because as a kid, it was like, cool, Mickey Mouse waking me up. And as an adult, I might be like, turn it off. You
if,
know what I
mean? Yeah, if I had a symphony orchestra in my bedroom, I would be smacking
it's all
some
na, 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 na.
Alexa, stop.
It is not 4th of July.
So, you know, I don't know. But or the scenes where it makes them feel like they're at the ocean and there's like a breeze and stuff, like that's cool.
Is it though?
Yeah, I like that. I could have like a picnic on the beach.
I just want to watch Star Wars on a wall. That's all I want to do.
That video game was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Video game on the wall with the weird big old controllers.
So then your house becomes like an IMAX theater.
Yes.
I'm okay with that. Correct. Like if this whole wall right here, Emily, was a TV screen, you were just watching it.
Yeah, instead of just the small box.
Oh, remember though when it turned into a TV screen, we were like, where did all the furniture go?
Oh my
God. So then
we
kept rewinding it because, like, think about it, guys. You have stuff on your wall or, like, your TV and, like, furniture and stuff. But apparently the house can just make all that disappear. And then
so is your chair
a
hologram?
So
I just don't understand.
I don't know. Well, the chair, that's like a filmmaking mistake. But the wall, I was saying that the wall is all a projection throughout the entire house, I guess. And so it can change on the fly. You can change the wallpaper. They should have mentioned this in the house. But you can change the wallpaper. You can change the art that's on the walls. You can change the color.
So everything is holographic?
I mean, that's what it seems
like.
That
would at least answer why everything, like, quote unquote, went bye-bye when they switched over to the video screen.
And there needs to be enough, like, projection points in the wall to, like, create Pat and have her be able to walk through.
Right.
Furniture's not holographic.
No, but it did disappear.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's just a film.
No, or maybe Pat's that cool. I don't know. She can suck things into the
ground.
She
sucked the whole couch into the floor.
She just sucked it into the wall on the
other
side. That's
creepy. Oh, that just gave me, like, the chills.
Too powerful.
So, yes, anyways, this house is really cool. We like the house.
I don't like that, though. I don't like the idea of everything being projected on the wall because I like niche. Like, look, okay, everyone look at my wall right now. Mm-hmm. There is, like, cutouts. There's things on the wall, in the wall. Like, it creates depth.
Well, maybe
right.
It would make it like a, it would straighten it out when it was projecting.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like a 3D image. So it looks like it has depth. It looks like it's popping out of the wall, but it's not. It's just a
That's
screen.
Weird.
It's just a screen.
Well, at least you wouldn't have to dust anything.
No dusting. Mm-hmm. Pat just creates a little whirlwind.
You know how hard it is to dust your knickknacks and your tchotchkes, okay?
I hate dusting my tchotchkes.
the heck is a tchotchke? I don't know what that is.
Speaking of, I just pulled a hair out of my nubbin.
Oh, get that tchotchke out of
We're going to get new nubbins for Christmas. Okay, Luis is here. The culprit's here.
The culprit.
He's dude. Hey,
dude,
it's like, huh?
We've been bad talking you this whole time. I'm so sorry.
We've been bad talking, actually, both of you guys about how you guys are slobs and if we had a smart house.
I did not say anything about my husband being a slob.
I said my husband's a slob.
Whoa.
He's like what I walk into.
We got slob tendencies.
Definitely. Sure, on the side that Michelle isn't afraid to throw anyone in the fire in front of her.
Right? It's because I don't want myself to go in the fire. But
I will push you under every bus.
Is here, and since we're talking about the technology of the house, Luis, we just want to hear what your favorite technology of the house was. Like, what did you enjoy the most that you would want in your house?
None. It was a bad idea from the beginning.
Oh. Tell us. Tell us why.
Awful. Why?
Why was it a bad idea?
Why would you do that?
Because we're lazy.
Wait, why would you do which part?
Why would
that,
you not?
If that's the first thing that comes to your mind, it solidifies my point.
Okay.
Bad idea.
Luis.
Okay.
He's done.
Okay.
See what I have to live with?
Bad idea from the beginning.
Luis doesn't support the smart house.
The whole idea
you
of the house.
That's why we have nothing automated in our house.
Luis doesn't like AI.
We do not have an Alexa. We do not have a Google anything.
You don't have a Google Home.
You know how you much technology we have in our house? To the point where I get so annoyed there's cords everywhere. I'm trying to get these cords out of here.
We still have a phonograph, okay?
A moving phonograph?
That's the big thing that you wind up and put the records on.
Okay. No, awful idea. Awful idea for lazy people.
Okay, can you explain why
you think the smart house is bad?
Yeah, why do you think it's a bad idea?
It's a step away from being in a hover chair and growing obesely heavy.
Bro.
Andre, tell them what you said at
That's
Disneyland
my dream.
Last week.
I was like, they should get those things from Wally in here. Design a traffic system, and then there's no traffic. I could just whiz through anywhere I want. Like, take me to the Haunted Mansion.
At that point, we're de-evolving as humans.
Yeah, Andre doesn't care, though.
Andre wants to live his life in a doom buggy.
And Andre's so skinny that he probably wouldn't even get fat in the doom buggy. He'd just be Andre.
Take me 15 years to catch up to the rest of y'all.
I mean, I'm not trying to act like I'm some sort of, like, energetic dude. No, I can be lazy, but there's a certain point where it's like, nah. At that point, it's sloth-like.
So does it bother you that, like, what about, like, her making your dinner when you don't have time? When it's been a really long day and you want a home-cooked meal.
Right. What if you could use the house
and
exactly
instead of going
like
through the drive-thru, she could cook you a healthy meal.
But Emily could use the stuff if she wanted to.
Luis would use it. He would use it.
No, I'd rather go through the drive-thru.
Oh my God!
Wouldn't you be happy if the floor sucked in those coffee grounds versus you leaving them there?
No.
Okay.
Because I still don't clean that up.
So he is lazy.
We know.
No, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that my wife is a great wife and she gets to it before I do.
But so you could have gotten to it before she did.
Well, if I notice him when I spill them, I clean them. I don't notice it. I don't.
Did you?
It's true.
Did you send me a picture of the coffee grounds and then leave them there?
No, I didn't.
I have photographic evidence.
You got a picture of coffee grounds.
If anyone is sending pictures of anything that was dirty and needed to be clean, it's her to me, so I can get it done.
Right.
Andre and I are seeing some differences in this conversation now. At least Andre and I admit that we both did.
Hey.
Andre's like, yeah, I left those on the ground. Okay, clean them up.
Hey, don't make this about our marriage.
It's not. This
is about a dumb house.
Oh. All right, so we have discovered that Luis is not into the smart house. Okay.
Were you into the smart house as a kid, Lou? Did you think this movie was cool when you were little?
No.
You didn't see it, though, did you? Or did you? You did.
An aversion to technology from a young age.
No.
What Disney Channel original movie did you like? Oh, no.
You should see
staring into the distance.
Into the abyss.
Did you like Xenon?
No.
Halloween Town?
That one was decent.
Did you like Johnny Tsunami?
No.
13th Year?
Tsunami? That one might have. That's the one where like he rides a 50-foot whale?
A whale.
I like the whale.
I'm riding the whale.
I like
that
it.
That was decent, yeah.
Well, then, can we just give you the good news now?
Spoiler alert. What?
We're doing Johnny Tsunami next week.
Yay.
Yay.
What about Luck of the Irish?
The best episode.
That one was
ever
actually
recorded.
Cool. That was the football one, right?
Basketball.
Oh, never mind. Now I was thinking of Rudy. Never mind.
Andre, Luis really wants to watch Remember the Titans, so we'll have to give in to that eventually.
Oh, dude, Remember the Titans is a good movie.
Actually, no. The one I really want to watch is The Rookie, but I do like Remember the Titans. That one's a great movie. But I would rather watch The Rookie.
I do not want to watch Remember the Titans. I don't like feels.
It's sad
and things.
Here.
Ducks.
Oh, my God.
Ducks. Ducks.
I like how you guys stopped right at the same time.
Can
yeah,
because
you know how many times a day he does that?
Synergy. Oh.
Can we meet in the middle and watch Miracle instead? That way we don't watch
Remember the
Titans
movie?
And Mighty Ducks. Miracle's a hockey one.
Oh, I was thinking a Miracle on
34th
Street.
Is that the one that we watched and it was like 20 years long?
20 years long.
It was so long.
You
oh
know what,
gosh.
Luis? If you're going to fully participate, we will let you pick a movie. Yes.
Ooh, she told you.
What do you mean? I can't. I got soccer.
Is there a soccer movie?
You guys are just
no.
lucky that I'm here.
Oh, I know. We appreciate you.
He started his soccer season, and he has been a busy beaver.
We can't wait to go to a game. It's going to be fun. There is no Disney Channel original movie about soccer. Lots of other sports.
Oh, there's
even like driving cars.
Yeah.
What was that one movie? The Big Green? You remember that?
Yeah, movie. That one was Disney.
I don't think it's a Disney Channel original movie, but it is a Disney movie.
It's Disney movie?
Yeah.
It's a Disney movie.
There's multiple basketball
it's on,
ones. That I
yeah,
think
basketball.
It's on Disney Plus, but, you know, granted the current status of Disney Plus is probably false Disney.
Luis is upset that Disney
If anyone is hearing me out there from Disney Plus, quit playing games, take off those movies that are not available, and don't even play.
What do you mean
I don't
not
care
available?
That they're not available right now, and I definitely do not care that they're going to be available in November 2020.
So on Disney Plus,
take it off.
They have movies that are up there, and
like as
it
like it shows that it's available.
Yeah, you can click into it and play the trailer, but you can't play the whole movie. It just tells you
Dumb.
When it's available.
It needs an
update. Oh, I didn't know that.
Like Infinity War.
Get it
like
out of
there right now.
Infinity War's like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not on there because.
But
it's
they're advertising it. Get it off. I don't want to see it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, what's really bothering Luis is that there's stuff on there that is not going to be available until this time next year. So he feels
so
like it's
it even
yeah,
on
like
there?
It. They shouldn't
just
show that
it
it's on
there.
There.
It's too
year.
Far out.
Okay, I agree with that.
Update your app, Disney Plus.
But that's like the easiest way for them to let people know like why it isn't on there, but is by putting it on there.
Okay. He's not happy about it.
I didn't know that was a thing. Shaking I think everything head. We've watched so far has been on there. We started the Three Caballeros, but we only watched 5 minutes. We didn't get very far.
Were the first 5 minutes good?
It was just the intro credits.
Oh, well, you know how those old intro credits went for 17 minutes.
Then we started The Grinch, the one that you wanted us to watch, but Andre fell asleep. So
Andre!
We got but he was tired.
Oh!
It's good, though.
He also
wait a minute, it's not on Disney Plus?
It's on Netflix.
We saw Frozen 2 last night in the theater, and Andre fell asleep, too.
Only a little bit.
He missed, like, 15 minutes.
Overall, I liked it. Okay.
Smart House. Luis, but so if you absolutely had to pick
no.
one.
No. No.
What about the arm that would get the kids off your lawn?
No.
You just want to yell at them yourself?
No.
He's like, yes, I do want to yell at them myself.
I mean, if I'm going to use some type of technology, I would just pre-record my voice.
Okay, well, then let's talk about
no,
this.
No. Not part of the house. I would pre-record my voice. On
like
one of those old cassette tapes that you record your voice in and just have it played the whole time.
How about this, Lou? I like this one. What if we could turn the wall into
a screen
so that we could play Halo that big?
Oh,
no.
Because Luis and I have played.
No, screen looking. Don't look at
I just need a projector in the wall.
Okay. All right. I can see we're not going to win this one.
Yeah, he's not going to
win
into
this battle.
How about I sweeten up your sensibilities and give you a pumpkin muffin with
it's got white chocolate
chunks.
It's got white chocolate chunks.
Is it coming from the house?
It's coming from my house.
It's from a bakery.
That's better than it coming from the house.
I'm just saying, I should
but
be
if you
Pat
tell
from
me the house
I'm
made this, I would say no.
Oh, my God. Okay, we done.
Bro, I'm eating all the house food.
Okay.
More
speaking
me.
Of house food, here's my problem. Do they have to go grocery shopping? Do they have to, like, give Pat money to go get to go get food?
So, okay.
Is Pat just spending all their money?
In a house of the future, I would think that it would be, like...
Attached to your bank account?
Yeah, like, automatic
it's
Amazon
like
ordering that, like... drone delivers to a section of your house that you never see. Like, it's in the backyard that goes underneath the house.
Whoa.
And then it, like, loads itself into the house, and that's how it, like, cooks the food.
Andre's got thoughts. My thought was that it was just, like, freeze-dried food, like, freeze-dried packets, and the house just, like, zooping, and then it's ready.
That's like
what's that? How does
food.
That change? See, my point exactly. If it would be the freezer thing,
mm-hmm.
You know what?
You'd be more inclined to eat freezer food.
That's the exact same thing as me doing it by myself without a smart house.
Well, yeah, but I don't have
but
to
you
do
don't
it.
Have to
That's
do
why
anything.
I'd rather take your theory and I'd be okay with that. But
yeah,
if
I don't
it was
want
Amazon
it,
delivering. Food
I don't want
like
it to be
day,
freeze-dried food.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't want that.
P.O. me.
I want the grocery store to be like, uh-oh, the smart house wants food. And then send all the food over to my house, and then the house cooks the food, and then I eat the food.
And okay, so here's
I'm okay
what
with
I, freeze-dried. This is what I'm more happy with, okay? And this sounds like more work on my part, but like I would be happy if I chose my meals like on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so Monday through Saturday or whatever, the house knows what it's going to cook,
mm-hmm.
versus me telling it on a moment's notice, because I feel like there's no technological way for it to have, you know, my food ready in 15 seconds.
Yeah, like on deck.
And well, that's why I was assuming freeze-dried.
Right.
Like it would be like, whoop.
Because, like, they had lobster. Like, I do not want, freeze-dried like
lobster.
Freeze-dried
lobster.
Lobster
that's been in there for 4 months. And
yeah.
Like, oh, finally, they want lobster.
God,
let me send
I'd
it
be
up.
Super
that's
allergic
disgusting.
To that lobster.
That's gross. Right?
Ten times more allergic to it
because
than
at least
lobster.
If you, like thought about it beforehand, then it could be, like, she goes shopping or it gets delivered and then it's all fresh.
Yeah.
Because that's my problem with
you know,
it
the
being
house,
fresh.
The house can okay. then, like, adapt and know what you like to eat and keep that stuff more in stock
sure.
than other stuff. And then, you know.
So it's basically like HelloFresh, but
yes.
the house cooks
but
it.
But the house does it.
I'm about it.
Yeah.
See, I'm cool with that. But just, like, snapping and yeah. it's ready, that's really
on
creeps me out.
Smoothie.
Smoothies not bad because
yeah,
smoothies can be can be frozen. But
you know what I don't like is oranges falling from the sky.
Oh.
In the house. We don't need
that
to do that.
That's kind of terrifying.
That's unnecessary.
There's two terrifying scenes in this movie: the oranges pelting them, and the smart house mom at the end when it turns into a body and she's like a tornado.
Yeah,
and she's
for
like,
sure. Well, and if Whoa. You think about it, even though it was supposed to be scary, okay, so
it was scary.
So. The plot in this movie is super easy.
Pretty
Literally,
simple.
The kid...
Single dad. Kid.
Single dad, two kids. The mm-hmm. kid wants to make it easier on dad.
He's entering contests.
Yeah, so he enters lots of contests, apparently, and wins them a smart house. The smart house is supposed to make everything easier on them.
The smart house designer, super hot lady.
She is super hot.
Kid doesn't want a new mom.
Neckerchief.
Neckerchief.
Kid doesn't want a new mom.
Yeah.
Kid tries to break them up. Mm-hmm. And
kid's also really smart and manipulates the house, and it turns into a crazy Flo lady.
Exactly.
She looks like
lady.
Flo from Progressive.
Yeah, she does.
She looks like Flo from, yeah, you know, Progressive commercial.
Kid is.
I'll agree. The kid is not my favorite.
He's a.
He's got some mommy issues. So, you know, what was his name?
He was being the dad just wants to. The dad needs to date somebody. I could say this on Crack in the Vault, but you know what's going through my mind. But dad just needed a woman.
Dad needs some love. And
needs some love.
All
and
he
his
has
kid
is
blocking
his kid's
him.
Love, and he needs the love of a woman. And
which is fine.
And the kid is like, uh-uh. I don't think
you
so.
Shall have no love.
No love for you, sir.
And because he manipulated the house to be more motherly, the house now wants to get rid of the house programmer, Sarah, as well. But the house tries to be the kid's friend and throws him a party. So that he can have more social life, which sounds cool in the moment. But when you think about it, it's an extreme invasion of privacy.
Yeah. She invites everybody from the school, including his bully. And like
but they say jump, jump, the house is jumping and do a cool dance.
Cool dance, Michelle says.
Is yeah. it a cool dance, though, or do
it's
you just
not.
Remember it being
we
a cool dance?
We saw it. We were like, this is so 90s. What was it? They were having like a what did we decide? They were having a concert like in Tomorrowland.
Yes.
Oh yeah, all
Disney
the footage
used
in this,
all their own
in this
footage.
Movie is like from Disneyland, for sure.
Good for them.
Yeah.
But so this is I was trying to get to this point. So the scene where the bully comes in the house, Pat, the mom, house kind of takes over and embarrasses the bully in front of all of the kids, and then kicks the kid out of the house.
Yeah.
To like teach him a lesson. And when you think about that, as a kid, it was scary because she made like a skull like come out of the wall or something.
Scared him with a holographic skull.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was supposed to be the scary part. But, like, now as an adult, I think about it and I'm like,
so
wow.
Stupid.
Easy way to get yourself sued.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like,
it was. I went to this house. I didn't sign a waiver. And then the house terrified me.
And threw me out.
Now I have physical and emotional stress. And I'd like $16 million.
Yeah. And they're going to have to give it to you. So there goes your smart house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that bully has too much money and power.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He was a 90s
company,
bully, though, don't you think?
President.
Technically
awful.
Speaking, I don't. I'm
hair.
Not quite sure. I didn't
choker.
See any legal documentation changing ownership rights to the family. So as far as I'm concerned,
ooh, it still belongs.
It still
to, like,
belongs
the,
to that company.
The engineer lady.
So they would.
I don't even think
sued.
It was hers. It was like the company's, and she worked for the company.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, to like
house.
Help design it or something.
Yeah, yeah,
that
makes
sense.
I think she secretly had some issues too, though. I think that like that house was her.
Well, yeah,
like
she
baby.
Only dated like bad boyfriends, right?
You know what I mean? So I
right,
feel like
yeah, the house was her baby, absolutely.
And then when her baby betrayed her, she didn't know what to do with herself.
Yeah, she was like, "I have to kill my baby.
I need to restart her."
Hard stuff, man. This is some real psychological issue.
Factory
so
settings.
Is it before or after the party that Pat starts like downloading motherly images from like the 50s and
before.
Stuff like that?
Before.
That's why. That was so creepy. No, but he made her do that. He was like, look, watch this. This is all you'll need to know about being a mom, Pat.
Oh, I thought it like ramped up after he was gone or something like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
So here's the interesting part about all this. Sarah, the programmer, made it very clear that Pat, the house, would not be interfering in their personal lives, that she was observing to make their lives easier, but not to interfere per se. But when the kid goes into the control, he breaks into the control room, and that's where Luis really got mad. He took off
like
all the security.
How'd he get in there?
He took off all the safety and security settings and then uploaded her watching the like 50s mom. And that's where when she heard the dad say the phrase, you need to have more fun.
Right.
That's when she started emailing all the kids at school to have the party.
Yeah.
So she's like being a quote unquote irresponsible parent because she's trying to be more motherly in like a you need to have fun
like
way.
A friend way.
But I can watch you in our house.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. That's where it really gets creepy. So maybe if he hadn't undone the security protocols, this all would have been okay. But he's the one who really made the issue here with her becoming overbearing and, you know, a freak.
Yeah, because once Sarah fixed it again at the end, it was fine.
Yeah. They were living in like
that
a
creepy image of her.
Yeah,
like,
that
why?
She had, like, developed
for
herself.
I'm sorry, she looked
kind of
creepy.
Who was Pat played by? Pat was played by Miss
Gemma.
Gemma. Her name is Katie Sagal. An actress from
Sons of Anarchy.
Married with Children. And Sons of Anarchy, yes.
And she was a bad mom in that movie too, or in that TV show.
Bad, 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 bad moms.
Bad moms.
You don't make me feel good.
Bad moms. So with that said, would you allow Pat to still be in your house after that?
No, I would definitely.
Absolutely
if
not.
I had gone through the experience that they went through where Pat takes control of their lives, she starts shocking them so that, that they can't leave the house and they're pummeling them with tennis balls and oranges and creating tornadoes and stuff.
And
in the house.
Shuts down the house so that they're literally quarantined.
They
she
them
like
in.
Locks them in. Why did they have those things built into the
well,
windows?
Well, that's a security feature to keep people out of the house. Mm-hmm. But it's also a security feature to keep people.
Yeah, this is like your classic AI gone bad movie, but in a kid-friendly way.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. So yeah, if Pat, oh, what's that, Olivia?
She said hi.
Oh, okay. Hi. If Pat had done all that,
she hasn't
the house,
learned what the mic is yet.
I would have definitely been like, no more Pat. I don't need Pat. Give me a control panel where I can plug in what I want the house to do, and then I'll do that.
Yeah,
that's easy.
I would have moved out. I would not have stayed.
I would have moved out too, but free
well,
house.
I mean, if Sarah fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Sarah are like dating now, so I trust her and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You dating
hook
Sarah?
It hook it up, Sarah.
Hook it up.
Yeah,
Sarah.
Sarah's a good mom to my kids. unlike my house, which is a bad mom to my kids.
What?
You could tell emotionally she's unstable. I'd stay way
clear
of that.
Sarah's the first lady I've dated in a while, okay? Leave me. Let me have this, is what the dad would say.
Andre.
Andre, like, really,
I mean, at that point, he might as well just let the smart house make him a real wife. Oh. Well, they're making pretend food.
Over there making him a sandwich already.
New wife. Making sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have stayed. And it's funny because I was telling Andre and Michelle, well, the whole vault here, when we were watching it, that when I was a kid, I thought the house layout was super, super cool. Like, I was really into the architecture and everything. And now looking back at it, it's so dated, which I get that architecture goes through phases,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my God, it's so awful. I would hate living in that house. It is
like
not well done.
It's really bad.
Living room where you, like, have to go down steps on both sides to get out of the living room. It's just, like, weird. Why you
and it has weird
steps?
Separators where you can't get... I don't know. It's just
pillars all over the place.
And it's just not well done. I don't know.
It's a weird house.
Maybe it has to do with the projections and things. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe projectors are in the...
But again, I think we're just thinking too far into this because I don't think
they
thought about it.
I don't think so. I don't think houses really looked like that in the 90s.
Well, I don't know. We didn't live in houses like that. Let's be real.
Right, no, I didn't live in a house like that.
Not like that. Nope.
Not like that.
But speaking of it, you know the coolest house I ever went into when I was a kid? Was Andre's house.
Yeah, he had a freaking theater room in there.
My house was dope.
When I walked into Andre's house in high school for the first time, you like walked in the house and you looked to the left and there was a movie theater
behind
in his house.
This curtain, you will see a 88-inch screen with a projector and 5 luxury seats with the recliners and cup holders.
I was
and a popcorn
also
machine.
Very intimidated when I first started dating Andre and I walked into his house and I was like, he's rich? What? Because that house like looks like amazing.
He is not rich. His parents was richer than he.
They got money. No, they're
truth.
Not rich, but you know.
But yeah, I remember being like, okay, so that was my version of a smart house when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
That
my
makes
house
sense.
Is pretty smart.
You know, when we went to Spain,
España.
And we stayed in that hotel room, that one had a lot of technology in it. Do you remember?
Vaguely, there was a big clear bathroom, so like it had like glass doors all around it, so
you could
see
everything.
Through the shower into the rest of the bedroom and then out the window or whatever. So I guess if you had the window open, you could definitely like see into the.
But
shower.
Everything was like buttons, like everything to make anything work was like a control panel. It's kind of weird, but eh.
You know what's funny bringing that up, though? Now I'm thinking about, like, my childhood and stuff. So I think I've shared before that my dad is semi-disaster ready, right? Like,
yes.
A little bit of a, what do you call that? No, I can't think of it. A little bit, yeah. So he is not into, like, sharing digital information. Like, he is always concerned about his personal information. Like, he is not, like, the idea of being too present online is very freaky to him because you can steal identities and things. And so growing up, we always had, like, don't get me wrong, like, we had TVs and computers and blah, 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 blah. But, like, in that way, we were not that technologically advanced. Mm-hmm. So, to me, like, our family isn't like that. Like, Luis and I, his family, you know, wasn't like that either. So, we're less technological in our household versus you guys, where Andre's family was super technological.
But I grew up like you. We weren't very technologically advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had a computer and, like, a TV and stuff, like you said. So, when I started dating Andre, I was like, what the heck is going on? What are you
doing? Oh, yeah, you need to get your tech on with Andre.
Oh,
I still,
yeah.
But he
Andre,
gets that from his family.
Yeah,
so
Andre still gets so mad at me because I don't know that much about stuff where I'm like, can you just do this? And he's like, well, I'll tell you how to do this, and just do it. Like, I don't need to know.
This woman, she's like, the printer isn't working. I was like, is it on? Are you making sure it's on? She's like, I don't know. I didn't check it. You fix it. And I'm like, if you had just looked at the printer, you could have been able to fix it.
My favorite thing was when I was talking to Andre and he was telling me about how he reads in bed and how he has like a light clipped onto something else and how like the iPad clips onto this and how he's pretty much like Dr. X in his like
chair. We will send you
chair.
A picture then because he got a new one and it clips to the headboard and it's his long arm and it goes down and he can like move it in all ways. So he's laying down in bed with like his iPad hanging down from the ceiling in front of him and he can move it and he just like, and then he wonders why if he falls asleep with it on and he bonks his head on it when he tries to get it.
I've only bonked my head on it like 3 or 4 or 5 times. Okay, it's fine.
We'll send you a picture. Sometimes he buys stuff and he brings it home and I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's so cool. It's like, whatever.
What have I done that with?
That was that clippy arm thing.
Oh, well, yeah,
I was
that
like,
thing's
what
awesome.
What is that?
That clippy arm thing. No, you want to know what I did the other day? Luis was like, wow, Emily, you're living in 20, what did you say? What was I living in? 2020?
You were living in like 2090.
2090.
What'd you do?
I took the claw part off my selfie stick that I had from like 6 years ago when selfie sticks were cool. And I took it off and I stuck it on my camera tripod. And then I used it to record myself because I had to record myself for work for my certification. So I had it using, it was holding up my phone and it wouldn't fall over. Because normally you try to record yourself on the phone, it's like falling all over the damn place. Nice. So Luis was like, ooh, you living in 2090 over here. We all living in 2015. Yeah. I said, yeah.
I think my favorite piece of technology that Andre and I have in our house, because for our listeners here, we rent a house from Andre's parents that they kind of remodeled, is in the bathroom. You know how usually there's like the fans at the top of the bathroom? Mm-hmm. We have the fan, but they also installed the heater system. So you turn it on and it's like heats the whole bathroom, like from the top down.
It heats like one spot.
So when you get out of the shower in the winter and you're like, no, we're nice and toasty.
That is actually really nice because that's the only time in my entire life that I'm cold is getting out of the shower in that exact moment.
Yeah.
Michelle, please define uvdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdzdz
That was me being cold.
I like it. That was my chilly
you know
sound.
When you get a chill and you're like.
So is that you don't a do that? Is that an adjective or a verb?
It's a thing you do. I'm gonna say it's a verb.
So it's a verb.
But it's also how I feel.
So it's an adjective.
it's a
describing my action.
It's an emotion.
It's an emotion.
It's
there
an adverb.
It's a feeling.
Adverb. That sounds right.
How come you stop talking when we put the microphone by you?
She's like, get this yellow thing out of my face, please.
Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
Oh
no. Oh. Smart House, do we have anything else to say about this?
Well,
movie?
I don't know if we could really do, like, how much money it makes because it's
no.
a decom.
It did not release in theaters. It did not make any, like, sales ticket dollars
yeah.
or anything like that.
But, like, is there any, like, ratings on it? Like, is there still percentages?
Let's
like
see here.
How did millennials take this movie?
There is a reception section on this Wikipedia article. It says, oh, that's an article from 2015.
Also, that's not any of us farting. It's Luis's mouth. So you guys know. In case you can
IMDb.
Likely excuse.
I can tell you, IMDb does have a score for this movie. Mm-hmm. It came out June 26, 1999. And on IMDb itself, it has a 6.3 out of 10 rating. But for Google users, 91% of people liked this
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, nostalgia factor.
So people received it much better than the actual quality of the movie received itself.
That makes yeah. sense.
Which I'm actually pretty on board with that.
Yeah, I mean, I like this movie. I think.
Yeah, so let's rate it. Andre, go ahead.
Okay.
It's hard. It's
yeah,
hard.
It's difficult because yeah. it's a Disney Channel original movie. The writing is Disney Channel original.
I think
original
our ratings
movie.
For these DCOMs are just going to be based on like how much we like them upon this viewing still. You know what I mean? Not like the quality of the movie or the music or anything
no.
like that. We can't even rate it on that. You know what yeah. I mean?
Because the house
so
is jumping. You know what I mean?
How much does this movie hold up to you? Do you still like it? Rate
oh,
it on that.
How well does it hold up? I think it holds up pretty well, especially since houses now can replicate a lot of these things that the smart house could do
mm-hmm.
a fair amount. It can't cook all your dinner for you,
mm-hmm.
but it can do a lot of that Alexa type stuff we were talking about. So it's still kind of scary in that way. And like, oh, what if my robots in my house start acting a fool and doing
mm-hmm.
with their own stuff? And
what if your Roomba starts Roomba-ing on you?
So
bro, Roomba kills my toes? I don't think so.
Yeah, Roomba. So was, like, this DCOM your favorite? So basically, the way we should rate these DCOMs is, like, our favorite DCOM should get 10 out of 10. So, like, mm-hmm. rate it relative to that. You know what I mean?
Dang, okay. This thing is rocketing up in the score. I guess I'm good.
Is it your favorite DCOM?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I think this is my favorite one. Now, mm-hmm. I haven't rewatched some of these. I might like Johnny Tsunami next week a little bit more or something like that now. But
okay, well.
But in terms of...
I'm ready for some Cadet Kelly up in here. I'm just saying.
Oh, Cadet Kelly.
There we go. In terms of me remembering the DCOMs I liked, Smart House is at the top. And me watching this one and going like, man, that wasn't that bad. It's up at the top right now, you know? So I think I'm going to give this movie a 9.
Oh, my God.
Which seems absolutely insane because I was going to give it like, I don't know, like a 6.5 or a 7 or something like that on a regular scale. But I guess
in
terms of DCOMs, it's a 9.
We can't rate these
It wasn't
movies.
Given a big budget. So no. You can't give it a big budget score.
We can't rate these DCOM movies in our normal movie rating scale. We're like, the music and the score and the animation. You know what I mean? Like, we can't do that. So it's just going to be like a likability factor.
That Doc Ock arm coming out of the house special effect was not fantastic.
Not good. You know, so it's just got to be like that nostalgia likability factor. So 9 out of 10. Okay.
9 out of 10 for Smart House.
I think upon this viewing, since some of the dramatics didn't hold up as much for me, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. I still really like it. I think as a kid, it was probably like a 10 out of 10 for me. You know, like I watch it all the time. It's still good, though, and I liked it. So I didn't watch it. And I'm like, why did I like that?
Yeah.
I get why I liked it. So I'm going to give it a 7.
I'm going to agree with Michelle. I really liked it as a kid, but I won't, like, go back and rewatch this, like, every day with Addie. Like, if she wanted to keep rewatching it, I'd be like, let's pick something else.
Let's watch something else.
Yes. But, I mean, it was good. And, I mean, maybe once a year, and I'll be happy with it because of the nostalgia factor. So I will say 7 out of 10. But I do agree that, like, some of the creepies hold up, but some of them I'm like, oh, come on.
Just the kid. The kid was annoying to me.
Oh,
and
he was bad.
And I think as a kid I had a crush on him, and I thought he was so cool.
For sure.
And, like, watching it now, I'm like, God, shut up.
Yeah, he was like, buff.
Michelle, how the heck could you date him?
He was on Luck of the Irish, man.
Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish.
Taller.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, Luis. I mean, I know your rating's bad.
No, I abstain. I can't give it a fair rating.
In other words, Luis just didn't like it.
No, he didn't. He didn't love this movie. Right. But that's okay.
Yeah. But guess what? Luis said he might be into Johnny Tsunami.
I know.
Luis, I don't know if you remember this about Johnny Tsunami, because Emily and I did not. But apparently it's about him riding waves and then he goes snowboarding?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't remember.
I don't know why. I knew it was a transition. But I don't know why I thought skateboarding. But no, definitely he shifts from no snow to snow.
Right. He's like a Hawaiian dude. He lives in Hawaii. He's all about Hawaii. And then his dad like moves him to like Colorado or something.
Oh, they
like
move?
That.
Is that what it is?
That sounds fun. I'm about it.
Okay, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be fine. Maybe we should watch right now. I don't know. Hmm. All right.
I will say that I found a very fun article for our patrons.
Ooh.
That concerns the Smart House. So you guys will have access to that after, you know, the show's over.
Great. And also, listeners, we'll probably post something on Instagram about this, like on the story or something. But we just want to know, what are you watching on Disney Plus right now? What do you want us to watch? We've been getting some good suggestions for movies.
True.
What do you want us to watch? And what are you watching? Because the world is an open door now. Like, we got lots of options.
Love is
Disney Plus is an open
door. Speaking of,
into
I want to just give a
special.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I want to give a special shout out to That Lonely Driver, our very good friend, Mike Fee. Thank you for giving us some suggestions on movies Mike that Fee. We could do.
What we got? What's those suggestions, he said?
He said Oliver and Company, James and the Giant Peach,
ooh,
and The Brave Little Toaster.
Ooh.
And then we got a really good one, too, from Jose Torres at Jose Torres 8. Of Noel, which is the brand new Disney Channel original movie.
Yes.
Disney Plus original.
Excuse me, that's what I meant. Disney Channel. No.
Disney Plus. Now we have Disney Plus.
I'm done.
Disney Plus original movie.
And it looks so cute because it's starring Anna Kendrick and that other dude. And it says.
Yeah, Bill Hader, right?
Yes. Saving Christmas together. Oh, joy. I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks good.
It's one of those, like, just perfect corny Christmas movies you watch when you're like decorating the house. And
exactly.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. Thanks, guys.
Exactly.
So thank you guys for giving us the goods. We love it when you share with us.
Andre definitely wants to watch James and the Giant Peach. He's already been talking about it being
my
on Disney Plus.
Man, that movie's so depressing.
That's what mother calls me. So
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've seen it.
It's like Oliver and Twist and the Peach.
Yeah.
That's like what it is? It's like
it's
Oliver
like,
Twist?
It's like a... It's like...
Like Oliver Twist, not exactly to a point.
He's like a little
homeless
kid.
Kid's an orphan,
kid.
And he's
an
orphan. Fruit.
And then he lives with his, like, evil aunts, and they're
is
like,
that
you suck.
Is that why Andre was singing that in, like, a pathetic voice? Because he's an orphan? He's like,
My name is James. My parents are dead now.
Is he Batman? What is this? And now we know
James is awesome.
Who Bruce Wayne was as a child.
I kind of like that we're doing these DCOM movies because we can just kind of talk about whatever, you know, on these episodes. This was great. I thoroughly.
We could do that at any time, but yeah.
Michelle thoroughly enjoyed this.
Michelle just wants her outlet to just talk about life.
Yeah. I'm me anyway.
That's what podcasts are for. All
right, guys, we'll let you go.
Yes, we will let you go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Walt Vault. You can find us on social media. We are at The Walt Vault Pod on everything. Instagram is a place to be. Our Twitter's kind of blowing up just ever so slightly. We got, guys, check this out. We got over 100 followers.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
So
I don't even own a Twitter. But we are having a lot more new
You
listeners.
Own Twitter?
I know I said I don't have a Twitter.
No, you said I don't own a Twitter.
I don't own Twitter.
I don't have it like myself. I don't own it. You know what I mean?
I don't own a Twitter.
But we have been getting a lot more new listeners, so hi, guys.
Hello. Thank you for listening. As I said, we're on those social media platforms. Go there, leave us a comment, tell us what you thought of the movie and what you're watching on Disney Plus, or you can send us a message, slide into our DMs.
Stop.
You can send me an email to contact@thewaltvaultpod.com, and that email can be a text or it can be a voice message. You could do anything you want, and maybe we'll play it on the show. If you want to support us and get access to this lovely Smart House article, you can go to patreon.com/thewaltvault. Where we have extra content for you at a very reasonable price. Sign up there, and that helps us keep the lights on for this show.
Lights.
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 It's a dark, dark
lights.
Vault.
Bug juice.
Lights.
Real kids.
Join us next week
Making
for
friends.
Some
having fun.
Johnny Tsunami goodness.
Is anybody watching Bug Juice? Let us know.
Let us know if you're watching Bug Juice and if you're at camp right now.
Shut up.
You guys, that's been it for this episode of The Vault. The Vault is now closed.